Now, God said, I hate grumbling and complaining. Did you know that? He said, do all things without grumbling and complaining. Have you ever heard him say that? Do you think he means that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then how come I'm the only one in the world that's ever grumbles and complains then? I know none of y'all ever do that, do you? None of you never grumble and complain. But I'm putting the last screw back in. Now, see, I know better. And God knows I know better. And I just make that simple little jesting thing. Dave's holding up on the ladder, holding the top of the window and everything. And he's sitting there watching me. And I got that drill and I put that last screw in. I said, if I only had a normal wife. And when I make that statement, the screw tilts sideways, the drill goes sideways, my head goes forward, and I hit the window right at the edge and ripped my eye open right across there. I looked up at Dave, blood's running. He said, Pastor, I ain't touching up with a 10-foot pole. You know what you done wrong. See, when you've raised up people in the ministry and taught them what God's Word said, when you get hurt, they don't have to say, who sinned? They know who sinned. It was me.
Did Cheryl bandage it?
No. I didn't go tell her. I didn't even go tell her. I just wiped the blood off and went on. You know, but she would have if I'd have went and asked her. She would have. She would have been gracious to me. I know that. But when you've taught people the principles, when they see something like this happens, Dave don't even have to think about it anymore. If I get hurt like this or something happens to him, he said, I sinned. Oh, he said, I got hurt. I got hit. He said, I know what I did wrong. You know, that's just like one time he went back to see his in-laws and the first few days he is up there, he got all crossways with his mother-in-law. You know, sometimes it's pretty easy to get crossways with your mother-in-law. And he did. And of course his sickness began to come back on him. And, of course, it took us, I don't remember, a week or two or whatever it was to pray it off of him when he got back. I said, do you know what you done wrong, Dave? Oh, yeah, absolutely I know what I done wrong. I said, I got crossways with my mother-in-law. I said, are you going to love her? Yes, I'm going to love her. Now, see, when you get a spanking from God, it makes it a whole lot easier not to grumble next time you're putting the screws back in. You know what I mean, right? The other day, Eldon and I was out working all over the place, and I was tested everywhere we went. I was tested. I mean, all kinds of things happened, but I never grumbled and I never complained. And Eldon said right at the end, he said, well, Thurman, I believe you passed your test. He said, you sure have had a bunch of them this week. And he said, I've not heard you grumble or complain one single time. Is that right, Eldon? That's what you said. I had plenty of trials and tests, and I didn't grumble, not one time. So I just praise the Lord. See, sometimes he does just test us, doesn't he? See, in James chapter 1, he says, consider all these trials and tests pure joy. Now, Lynette, is that easy? No. Do we do that very well? No, we don't do that very well. It's too easy to grumble and complain when the trials and tests come instead of saying, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you. I want to thank you and praise that Keith wasn't a good boy today. See, no. When he's not a good boy, we grumble and complain about him, don't we? See, that's the way we are. But see, you have to realize that if God's testing you and me. He's testing us to build our faith. Now, of course, sometimes, I mean, just like this question right here in John 9, it says, teacher, his disciples ask him, why was this man born blind? Why? There's got to be a reason these boys ask this question. You know, nobody ever picks up on that. The only thing anybody picks up on is when Jesus says, neither has this man sinned nor his parents. So they automatically say, well, now see, here's one where sin was not the issue. But now, when Jesus said, neither this man sinned, nor his parents sinned. In other words, that caused the blindness. So then why was the boy born blind? Well, the Word says that the works of God may be manifest in the earth. That's what the Scripture says. But there was still a reason that man was born blind. Now see, when you study the Scriptures, you find out that the curses didn't just cover two generations. The Scriptures covered four generations under normal circumstances. Unless somebody's born out of wedlock, and then it goes back 10 generations. And I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody in this room. Nobody. I don't care who you are. There is no family here that if you have not by faith claimed the redemption from the curse, you're under a curse. I don't know a single family that hadn't had somebody conceived out of wedlock in 10 generations. Do you? I mean, today, sex is, I mean, it's running wild. Just running wild. And children are conceived out of wedlock, and then, who knows, 5 generations later, you don't even know why you're sick and afflicted. I mean, just like little Allison back there here a while back, little 3-year-old girl. I mean, she had these allergies. She couldn't eat anything. I mean, hardly anything at all. And her daddy, if he ate a peanut butter sandwich and then washed his hands and dried them and then walked up and wanted to hold his little daughter and put his hand on her, immediately her throat would begin to swell up and she couldn't breathe, and they'd have to put that epidural or whatever they call that shot in her to keep her from dying, whatever it was called. So they brought her from Midland here. And I told them, I said, the little girl's under a curse. I began to talk to them about sins. And they said, oh, yeah, we have. Well, now that you mentioned those kind of sins, we've done those things. I said, don't you know that's wrong? Well, yeah, I guess so, but I didn't realize it would come upon our children. I said, but it does. I said, now then, praise God. I said, so it don't matter how many sins there was in the background. I said, Galatians 3:13-14, Jesus said, I redeemed you from the curse. If Christ has already redeemed us from the curse, that we might receive the blessings of Abraham by faith, then how do we get rid of the curse? By faith. We claim the breaking of the curse is by faith. So they brought that little girl up here, beautiful little 3-year-old girl. I found out mother's and daddy's sin. I got them to repent of their sins. I said, now Christ has redeemed you from that curse. So I laid my hands on her, quoted Galatians 3:13-14. I said, just like Dave said a while ago, now it takes him a second to forgive you. The curse is broken, so now you can go eat anything you want to. And just like Dave was telling that person he was ministering to, you're healed. It's done. And I told him, I said, she's healed. It's done. She can go eat anything she wants to. And, of course, mother and daddy both looked at me and said, are you sure? Well, I'm only as sure as God's word. I mean, just like Dave said a while ago, are we standing on his promises? No, we're sitting on them, I think, but we're not standing on them. You know, we don't know how to stand on them, but they couldn't go there with me. I said, you can take her out and buy her peanuts. She can eat anything she wants to. Guarantee nothing will touch her. I prayed the word of God over that little girl. And when I did it in faith. That girl's healed. Jesus said so. But they're men, are you sure? I said, well, okay. I said, faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. So go home and start reading those two verses over and over and over. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. When you read that over and over and over, what eventually happens? The Holy Spirit makes that little trip from here to here. It took them a week. And a week, finally a week later, mother and grandmother was at home and they had read those scriptures so many times, mother and grandmother decided it's time to take her down to Logan's and let's get some peanuts. So they went down to Logan's Steakhouse. They left the needle at home. See, that's faith. That's the first indication they believe God's word. Now, if they had put that needle in their purse, it wouldn't have worked for them. But they left the needle at home. We don't need it. The word of God says she's set free. So they walk into Logan's, and there's peanuts all over the floor. You know, if you've ever been to one of those Logan places, it's got the little buckets of peanuts sitting around with shells on the floor and everything else. Now, this little girl, her grandmother walks in first, crunch, 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 and says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Isn't that something? She's quoting the word. They go over and sit down, and they hand little Allison a little bucket of peanuts and says, honey, you can eat one. Little Allison grabbed a peanut and ate it, and not a sign of a problem. Her testimony's back there on the left-hand corner of the table. We put it on GLC a year later. I mean, her mother and dad called me and said, this is awesome. She can eat anything. We don't have to worry about nothing no more. We don't have to worry about what we feed her, what she drinks. There is absolutely no problems. She is completely healed. Did God's word say she was healed? Could they believe it at first? Nope. But when they read it enough times, it finally became a revelation to them that the promises of God are always yes and amen. And so when they believe that, God knows when you believe it. He knows. Isn't that something? And so little Allison was completely healed. And of course, then I love to tell this with her story. When we'd done her story on television, several months later, little Allison jumped up in my lap and said, "Pastor, I have a question." I said, "Yes, honey, what do you want?" She says, "Once in a while, Mom and Dad ask me to do things I don't like. Do I have to obey them?" I said, "No, honey, you don't have to." But I said, "Do you like being well?" "Oh, I love being well," she said. I said, "Well, the Word of God says, children, obey your parents in all things that your life may be well and long." I said, "Now, if you like being well, you have to obey them whether you like doing what they do or not." I said, "Now, if you don't like being well, you can disobey Mom and Dad and you can go back to not being able to eat anything and you can be sick all the time. Which way do you want it?" She said, "Pastor, I want to be well." I said, "So then what do you got to do?" "I have to obey." I said, "Hey, that's for a four-year-old, that's a great revelation, isn't it?" So we may be older than four, but is he still our daddy? Are we still his children? Do we have to obey him? Yes, we do. And when we obey him, what does he do? And when we step into the faith world, when we obey him and step into the faith world, what's impossible with faith? Nothing. That's exactly right. Absolutely nothing. Now let's go to Matthew 17, 20 and 21, and let's see what that says. Matthew 17, 20 and 21. That scripture that was there, like I say, I just think about the number of people that's been sick in our churches, and we have completely lost this concept of the blessings and curses. No curse comes upon us undeserved. I mean, so, you know, anytime you come up on somebody that's sick in the church and they say, "How are you doing today, brother or sister?" And say, "Oh, this woman says, I feel awful. I got this pain in my side. I may be coming down with appendicitis." She said, "Well, what do you do that don't please God? Where's your sin?" "What makes you think I've sinned?" "Because you're sick." God said in his word, there's no sin and there's no sickness, no sin, no sickness. Did he say that? If he says no sin, no sickness, then if you're sick, we got a problem here, don't we? We don't like to hear that, though, do we? People say, "That condemns me." Oh.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more Living Savior Ministries teachings. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Power Washed with His Blood," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.